Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. This week we are doing a Would You Rather challenge, if you would like to call it a challenge, with Would You Rather statements or questions written by our very own Christina Rizza. So get ready for a great episode. With that being said,
I'm Q.
And I'm A.
And this
is Q&A.
So yep, as Steven has said, these questions were all come up with by Christina. She did all the work on that part. We wanted to keep it a surprise to us, so I just did a brief glance for the first time at these questions about a minute ago.
We have no clue what we're going to talk about today.
So this will be interesting. All we know is we'll have to pick a side and talk about it.
Uh-huh.
So do you want to just jump right into it?
I guess so. Well, how many total questions are there, Kyle?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 6 or 7.
Okay. Yeah.
So
jump in.
Let's just jump right into it. We'll start with an easy one. This one, quick one to get us started off nice and easy. Would you rather wake up early or sleep in?
That's actually really hard for me. You know, I feel like that's twofold because I feel that my body, like the comfortable side of me, wants to sleep in, right? Like I'm super cozy. I don't want to wake up. But at the same time, on days when I wake up early and I like, especially like on a weekend, right? Because I wake up early for work every day. I have no choice. But on a weekend, if I wake up early and I hit the gym really early and then I do all this stuff, my day feels so much more productive. And like overall, I just feel a lot better. You know what I mean? Like I'm more tired in the morning, but I feel like the mental clarity I have throughout the day is actually better than when I sleep too late. And then I kind of feel gross-kind of like blah. And I don't know why, but
I'm kind of in the same boat on that one, which is weird coming from me. Cause if you know me, I used to sleep till like noon, like 11, 12 o'clock. Nowadays, I still see if I sleep till like 10 o'clock now by accident, I feel like crap.
Yeah, 10 is
like,
late.
I wake up, I'm like, my day is ruined. Like, I've wasted the day. 8 o'clock is like the perfect time to wake up.
It's so funny you said that. I was saying like 8 o'clock is
good. It's perfect because you can wake up, get stuff done early in the morning.
Yeah.
And then by like 12, you finish everything you have to do, and you just have the whole day ahead of you to do whatever you want.
It's so true. And also like 8 o'clock, I know at least for me, because I wake up at like 5:15, 8 o'clock to me is like getting to sleep an extra 3 hours I don't normally get to sleep. So that should be more than good enough.
It's 10 extra minutes for me.
Oh my God. Yeah. I love how every day is essentially a weekend wake up for you, buddy.
Yep. 7:50 every day.
Yeah.
And even then I lay in bed for like 20 minutes before getting up.
What an asshole. I couldn't even imagine being in bed. Kyle's in bed an hour to an hour and a half before he gets up. I've already been at work for an hour to an hour and a half.
You're already teaching the youth.
Oh my God. Well, this year I have to get there before 7, and my first class is not until 9:30.
Why do you have to get there?
Contractual. Because those are my preps, just as much as if I had preps at the end of the day, I'd have to stay.
Why can't you just prep at home?
I don't know. But I do have a study hall second period, B through F days, so I do have something.
All right, that's
but
something,
at the
though.
Same
you still
time,
have to be there for
but
that.
You have to be there for that, yeah. But it still feels like I don't do my job almost for 2.5 hours. Like, my first class is at 9:30. I'm like, are you serious? But, you know, in a way, it's not that bad. I get stuff done, and it's better than last year. I had to race to print or like whatever in my class first period is very chaotic. But yeah, so anyway, I guess we both agree on that one.
Yeah. All right, so I'm bringing us to a bit of a humorous one here. Would you rather have a head the size of a tennis ball or of a large watermelon?
What the fuck, what type of question is this?
this seems to be, just looking ahead, this seems to be the comical one of the group. So they just get more serious from here on out.
Where the hell did she come up with that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I would rather have a big head.
I'd rather have a big head.
I'm just thinking about it biologically. If you have a big head, you could still maintain the same size brain. Like, even if it doesn't mean you have a giant brain, you could still maintain the same size brain you have now.
Yeah.
But if you have a tennis ball size head,
then that must limit
your brain
capacity.
Is 100% going to be challenged.
Yeah. Dude, that's so interesting to think. I didn't even think about it that way. I was more, it's so funny because Kyle thought about it more so as like a survivalist, like I need to be a functioning individual. And I was like,
Which way would I look less stupid?
Like, what was going to make me look sexier? But I was just like...
Well, you know what they say. Big head.
Big hat. Oh. Big cat?
Big hat.
Oh. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, cat? Or like, quote unquote cat? I was like, what is he talking about? But for me, I would choose a bigger head because... Like I've seen a person before with my head is normal looking on my body.
Yeah.
But I would say I've seen people with big heads and mm-hmm. I've seen this one dude with a really small looking head. And I have to say the smaller the head, the more jarring of an observation it is. It's not as like, it's more obvious.
It's because I think it's because of the way the head is. Like the body is the rest of your body is large to begin with proportionally to your head. So if you have a bigger head, it looks more normal.
Yeah.
But if you have a small head, it looks abnormal because of the proportions to
your
body.
Yeah, it looks like really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've all seen Hey Arnold.
He did okay.
Football head did all right.
Helga still liked him, right?
Isn't that her name? She had the shrine to him in her closet.
She had the shrine. So I'd like to think that there's a Helga out there who has a shrine to me.
Somewhere, Steven, it exists.
I had a big head in high school. You remember what Alex said when we met him for the first time after years at the bowling alley?
He said you grew into your head or something.
You finally grew into your head. And I was like, what the fuck is that? I was like, what? But in a way, he's kind of true. I did have a big head, a thinner neck.
Looking back at the picture, I never thought it at the time, but looking back at the pictures, I was like, oh yeah, he did kind of have a big head.
I think that was part of the awkwardness of my whole appearance. You know what I mean? But isn't that weird? I think my body just got a little bit bigger. But yeah, so I think big head is where... All right. Third question.
Would you rather have to hunt/gather food for every meal or eat the same meal every meal for the rest of your life?
Kyle already knows my answer.
I already know Steven's answer.
What is it, Kyle?
You would rather eat the same thing every meal.
Yeah.
And you pretty much already do that.
And you would probably hunt.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, you grew up kind of doing that.
So sick. Of eating the same thing every day.
I would, but I just can't. I can't do the hunting thing.
You would die.
I would die. Well, always have this conversation about hunter and gatherers, and I'm like, if I went back in the day, I'd be with the women gathering berries.
This question is essentially asking Steven, would you rather die or live?
that is really what it is, because we know if I had to hunt, I'm just dying. Like, I'm not going to be able to do it and like commit to it and survive, or do it right and then not get ill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, if it came to eating the same meal for the rest of my life, I would think long and hard what that meal had to be, and I would commit to that. Maybe it just means you eat once a day. You know what I mean? Then it's not that bad.
Eat once a day, but that means that you would only get one meal a day.
I know, but if I eat once a day, right?
Then you're saying like a giant portion of this once a day?
Well, once a day. Yeah, because can you imagine if I eat once a day, instead of having it three times a day, like breakfast, lunch, dinner?
True.
Then that means in the course of 3 years, I could go 3 years of it, which would be equivocal to 1 year of eating three meals a day.
But now it says meals. Does that mean that you could still snack? Is snack foods available? And would that change your answer?
Oh. No.
Because then for you, it would become every so often you'll get lucky and be able to hunt or gather something. I mean, just by process of elimination and probability, eventually you'll get something.
I think I'm going to...
So you could sustain off snacks.
I think I would still do the same meal every day. And occasionally I come visit you at your fucking cave or whatever, wherever the fuck we're living.
Well, no, you wouldn't be able to eat it based on this question. Even if you came over, I would be able to eat whatever I had. But you would still have to eat like a tuna sandwich or whatever eating.
I love tuna sandwiches.
So would that be your meal that you'd want to eat? If you only had the one meal, I'm just curious what it would be.
I think I need to make something that could be a sandwich. Like, what if, could I get around it and be like, my meal is chicken, but can I do it like chicken panini, chicken wrap, chicken sandwich?
Oh, no, the meal can be whatever you want, but it has to be.
What if I alter
that one meal?
Yeah, it's always chicken, but I kind of play with it.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Oh.
It has to be like, if it's a chicken wrap, it has to be a chicken wrap every time. Like, it's the same thing.
That's really hard for me. I would say PB&J, but sometimes I just don't feel like the peanut butter. So I think...
I will say that is the one food I never get sick of.
I love PB&Js. I had one this morning.
That's the one.
I eat one almost every day.
I could eat all the time and never get sick of.
It's so good. It's who came up with that? It's such a weird thing.
Apparently, in other countries, I think European countries, I recently found out. European ones. Peanut butter is not really a thing.
What?
Yeah, I recently found that out.
Like, what do they do?
Oh, what do they have? I forget what kind of sandwiches they have. But yeah, apparently like peanut butter is like a big thing.
What?
Or like not a big thing. So like when they come here, it's like a big thing to buy peanut butter.
Like a delicacy?
I guess so.
Dude, that's really odd.
Anyone, if you're listening from Europe, explain this to me. Because I eat peanut butter on such a regular basis that it's weird to me that other people wouldn't.
Dude, my whole carry-on, if I was going abroad for a while, would have to be peanut butter jars. I mean, like, this guy's fucking weird.
So he would learn to make his own peanut butter.
Yeah.
So, all right, I think we're pretty split on that one.
Yeah. Oh, definitely split.
And now I feel like starts, for the rest of them now, those were all softball questions. Uh-huh. Now we're getting into the real thought-provoking ones. Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Oh, my God.
This is a really tough one for me. I'm going to say blind.
Oh, I was going to say deaf.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Why?
I want to see the world. I don't need to hear the world. You know what I mean? But like, I feel like as much as it would suck not being able to hear, I would feel like I'm thinking about it right now. If I couldn't hear anything right now, right? But I could still see. Then that's awesome. But to feel like I had no vision and I can't see anything my whole life and this is all I'm seeing, even if I could hear, would be like sad. You're existing, but like you can't see. Like, I don't know. Like there's so much to see. So whereas I feel like that's going to ruin so many experiences for me, whereas I could experience life normally and not need something to guide me or someone to guide me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't get to fucking hear. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But at least, like, I feel like not being able to hear would ruin my life less than not being able to see.
Okay, that's fair. Mm-hmm. I can see that. I don't know. I'd still rather be blind.
What?
I don't know. I already can't see. I really don't want my eyes. Yeah. So, there's only got half the job to go here. But outside of that, I don't know. Music just plays such a big part. In everyday
life. Oh, shit, you're right.
If you go deaf,
you can
no longer communicate with people. Oh, no. Like, me and you couldn't be doing this podcast right now. Yeah. You would have to learn sign language. Both of us would have to learn it to be able to communicate with each other.
And no one could see. We'd have to videotape our podcast and just be like a bunch of like hand signs. And no one would know what it means except people that do sign. Yeah.
Exactly.
Kyle, you weren't convincing me of anything until I heard the music statement, because I listen to music all the time, constantly.
I always have, no matter what I'm doing, pretty much.
The gym,
have it
the
on.
Car, when I'm getting ready in the morning, like it is on constantly. I'm like, oh my God, what would I do?
Exist in silence, and just think about like when you go to sleep with a fan on. You don't get to hear that anymore.
But if I was always deaf, then I might not.
Well, no. It doesn't say you're always deaf. I'm taking it as like
you become deaf.
If I woke up tomorrow, I'd have to be either blind or deaf. I'd rather be blind. That it would really suck, don't get me wrong. Like that would be horrendous.
Yeah.
I don't want to be either of these things. No offense to anyone out there that is blind or deaf.
Yeah.
I guess if you're deaf, you wouldn't really be listening to us.
There's a student at my school where she's like legitimately blind and has the cane thing, and they're trying to teach her. And I'm like, I just look at her and I'm like, I would fucking hate that. Like, I would hate that. I'd rather not be able to hear. You know what I mean?
It's so tough.
But it would be sad not
being able to hear. But when I think about being blind, I wouldn't be able to drive anymore. I love driving.
Yeah.
Tough.
That's a hard one. Yeah. You're gonna miss out on something.
I just think that music is too big a part of my life to be able to sacrifice
it. To never have it again?
Yeah.
So you just take you just take being blind.
Although I would be able to see, if I was deaf, I still would be able to see Gym Class Heroes. Because when I saw them the other day, they have a touring sign language interpreter with them.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's really weird.
Wait, is it that? Are deaf people that into them?
Steven, I don't know. I don't know if it's just his buddy that he was like, you want a job? Come hang out with us.
Oh, my God. Well, you don't like them, so maybe deaf people are the only people that like them.
It was terrible. Hated them. Hated them. One of my least favorite performances I've seen.
Kyle wasn't big into mainstream music, but I do have to say Gym Class Heroes, that one.
No, wait. There are two or three songs that they played.
Where are you going? So when you come in. I forgot about
that
one,
but they didn't even play that one.
What?
Ass Back Home. That's a great song.
Why would they not play that?
I don't know. They played a full set pretty much. They played Cupid's Chokehold, Stereo Hearts, whatever, and then like the Billionaire song.
Stereo Hearts is my heart's a stereo. Oh, yep. No.
Those three were the only tolerable ones. Everything else they played I thought was horrendously bad.
I'm pissed that they didn't play Ass Back Home.
That's... You weren't even there and you're pissed. Yeah,
I know. What?
I forgot that they did that one, but I like that song a lot. Yeah. But yeah, so not being able to see a concert, like, or I guess hear a concert, would be brutal for me.
Yeah, just standing in a crowd of people and just like...
I mean, there'd really be no point of going, I guess.
No, there would not be any point of going.
No. I mean, I guess deaf people do like groove to the
bass, maybe be able to vibe,
but... I guess, or vibe.
If you went deaf and then they still played songs you knew, I wonder if the sound weight...
Just based on the bass.
You'd be able to hear vibrations. It in your head. You know
I don't mean? Know. That's tough.
I don't know.
No, that was going to be bad. I was going to say, if you're deaf and you're listening, let us know how you experience music.
Oh, my God.
I didn't really think that statement through.
How insensitive.
But that's another thing. You wouldn't be able to listen to podcasts anymore.
I know.
You'd have to read the transcriptions, I guess.
Yeah.
Do they do that? I know, like, YouTube does. You turn on, like, closed captioning.
They might be able to do that. I don't know. I don't know if Spotify has that. Now that you say that. I feel like that's something they should have.
You would think so.
Because that doesn't seem very inclusive for them not to have that.
I guess that would just be more of a book than anything.
Yeah. Well, they do have the lyrics thing for a lot of songs. Yeah, they do. A lot of songs on there have the lyrics.
Yeah.
Which wasn't always a thing.
No, but I think that has to be uploaded by
the band.
Someone. I don't think it's just like
a... I think it's a band choice. Yeah. No, because some don't have it.
Yeah. Usually smaller ones or like brand new songs don't have it.
They don't have it.
Yep. All right. So now I hope I don't ever have to deal with either of those things.
I know.
But, and this goes right back to an old Nickelback video, Steven. Would you rather know the date of your death or the cause of your death?
This is a good one. Do I want to know how I'll die or what time I'll die?
Yes. So the date of your death or the cause.
I already know.
So it's essentially, would you rather be like in that Nickelback video?
But the time.
For what? Yeah. What song is that for? Not far, was it Far Away?
No. Do they have a song like Save Me or
Saving Me? It was Saving Me.
Yeah.
So it's either, would you rather be in that music video with the clock above your head with the little countdown to your death, or know how you're gonna die?
Oh, it's twofold. Well,
I personally,
can no one save me?
No.
Like that one.
It's not like the that's the one thing that's different in the video. This is just no matter what happens, it's set in stone. Here's when you die, or here's how you die.
I rather know how.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I rather
we're very split this episode.
Yeah, this is weird that we keep thinking the same, the opposite shit. Yeah. But I would rather know how.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to know how much longer I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like I would just be counting the days away. But in a sense, maybe that wouldn't make. But in a sense, if I knew, I would make the most out of my... I would make more out of my life.
That's why I would pick... I'd rather know...
Wait, I'm changing my mind. I'm changing my mind
because... I didn't even have to convince you.
No, I know. Well, because I think I rather... It would be scary to know, especially when you see it coming. But I feel like the end of your life is like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I look at my grandma's 95, right? And she's really old, and you could tell she's kind of getting, you know, to the end of her life, as sad as that sounds. But at that point in time, I think it must really dawn upon you that, you know, it's coming to an end. Like life isn't infinite. And then you reflect on everything, I'm sure, about your life.
I'm sure.
In those time periods. But when you're our age right now, life feels like forever. But it doesn't mean you could die tomorrow by something or someone. You might not make it till you're 90-something. But I feel like if I knew distinctly what how much time there was, like you would live more intentionally because it would be a constant reminder that life isn't infinite.
No, you would be able to know, like, all right, I want to do this, this, and this. I'm going to do it. Like now, not knowing that, there are things that you procrastinate on that you're like, I'll get to that eventually.
Yeah.
Things that you could easily do. Like there's a lot of places I want to visit and like vacations I want to take that I'm like, yeah, but that could wait like 10 years. I don't need to do that now.
But then you don't know if you'll make it.
But then if I had a clock above my head that's like, in 5 years, time's up, buddy, go figure something out.
Then like, you would do it.
I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go do that.
Well, I think it always goes to show, like, if you have the ability to do something and you really want to do it, you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't really know if you'll be able to do it again. You know what I mean? And the last thing I want to do, I feel like you'll always die with regret. It's not possible to live without it because I feel like the regret you feel.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you'll always have something.
Yeah, yeah. But it orients you to, like, live better in a way. Because you learn from certain things. But I really don't want to be at the end of my life one day and then just feel this overwhelming sense like I fucked up the one chance I was given. You know what I mean? But I can't help but feel, and I say this all the time. I've said this, I think, to my students. I've said this to, like, a bunch of different people. That, like, if I were to die tomorrow, I wouldn't be happy with how I live today. And it's not that even, not every day is a bad day. Like, some days I have really good days. But I would feel like, shit, that was it. You know what I mean? Like, like a day is so short. And sometimes you can do a million things. And still, if I knew life would end the next day, I didn't do enough that day. You know what I mean? Or I didn't do, or maybe it's because I'm thinking of all the things I didn't do prior to that, to the end of my last day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just a shitty feeling.
And then on the flip side of that, I feel like knowing the cause of your death would be even scarier to me.
It might be then, something that could happen at any time. So you're always thinking it's going to be that time, but you don't know.
Like if it's like, if you read that, it's like car accident.
Every time you're in a car, you're going
to be like, every time you get in a car, it's going to be like that dread of, is this the...
Can you imagine you choose, I'm never getting in a car again, and then you're just sitting in your living room and a fucking car blasts.
Yeah, because just by the situation that we propose here, it's no matter what, it's going to happen.
Yeah. Can you imagine that, though? It's like, all right, I'm not getting in a car.
I mean, that, fucking but also by that logic, you could live till 99, stay in your house forever. And at some point, a car is just going to come in and take you out.
Run you over, yeah.
You're done at that point.
Dude, that would suck. Well, it also goes to show that you can't be afraid to live life because a life that you're afraid to live is not a life worth living. You're not living your life. It's like when people got freaky about the COVID thing.
Oh, God,
It's like if you... like
how people are getting freaky about it again. If
you
were going to
die, you wasted your life. Worrying about shit that didn't matter.
Steven, people are starting to get freaky about it again.
They're going to do it every year, Kyle.
Steven, I was in the... But worse... It's worse this year than it was last year.
Why? It makes no sense. I don't know. Last year, too.
But people... I was just in the grocery store today. I saw way too many people wearing masks. Saw one person with gloves on.
But see, but I'm cool with this because that's their choice.
Yes, 100% their choice.
No, no.
But it's the fact that they're living in the fear of that.
You're almost annoyed for them that they're mentally not processing like any logical thought here.
Yes.
And like it's annoying to watch, but I'm just glad that we could see that, all right, well, you could live that way and I could live my way, but no one should tell either of us how we want to live.
Yes.
The government should have no say.
Well, that's where I draw that's the issue I draw with masks for the most part. But it's just sad to me to see people living in such fear.
Dude, it fucked people up.
Every year now that they're like, oh, well, this is the year that sicknesses, any kind of sickness, the common cold.
Yeah.
I have the common cold right now. Christina just had it too.
Huh?
Every sickness upticks this time of year. But now there's this one, which, let's be real, COVID's more of a head cold now than anything. People freak out. I'm like, that's like, for example, if you would think to relate it back to this, you would think that these people knew their cause of death and were like, it's assuredly COVID.
Yeah.
So COVID's I'm going to prevent it, which is what people were led to believe.
Yeah. But I think it's sad because I think a lot of people, it just fucked with them mentally. I don't think for like, sure. if it, it like you could have been 40 and you never acted like this, and now you, this is your reality because you made it your reality.
Mm-hmm.
Like you believed in it. And they always say like what, oh my God, great quote. It could be used to be inspirational, but it could also be used in this respect too, that thoughts become things. And mm-hmm. they let their thoughts go wild and look what it became, their yep. reality. You know what yep. I mean? But anyway.
All right. That was a bit of a sidetrack.
Yeah.
But yeah, that made me just kind of sad and annoyed to see in the store today though.
Oh, I don't blame you. I feel the same way when I see shit like that.
And I walk past them and I'm just like, come on. Really?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You're fine.
I know. They act like it's everywhere, like waiting to get them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mental state, man. It's so mental. Yeah.
Oh. But anyway, would you rather? This might be my favorite one so far. We got two left. Would you rather be reborn into the past or in the future?
Oh, I already know.
This is a no-brainer for me.
This is no... Wait, should I go first? Do I keep answering first or do you answer first?
I don't know. I haven't been paying attention. You want to go first?
I guess I'll go first because okay. you keep contradicting me. Well, we agreed on the one when you convinced
let's
me.
Let's see what we think on this one.
I would be reborn into the past.
Me too.
Oh, you would?
Yep, yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be reborn to the future because I'm skipping part of my life. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'd be losing part of your life, but also it, like, defeats... If you could skip into the future, a lot of what you have would be less meaningful because there was no context or story behind how you got there.
Yes. Well, I don't see it as being like time travel. Like, I don't think it would be you going like, I think the way I interpret it is
you would just
be you are now it. Like, say like if you died right now, would you rather, if reincarnation exists or like timelines, whatever, would you rather be born in the future or the past? I would still pick the past.
Yeah, I would. Well, yeah, then I would still, regardless, I'd still pick the past.
I would pick the past mainly.
Can I keep the lessons that I learned with me? Because if you can't.
I don't think so.
When you just repeat history almost, unless different shit happened.
It depends how far in the past you want to be reborn.
Oh.
You want to be Neanderthal, Steven?
No, I thought I meant in my own life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like it could have been like, oh, I want to be born in like.
You'd be born whenever the hell you want. You'd be born in Civil War. You'd be born in
World War II era. I don't want to be born in any of those. I would be born the same exact time, I think.
I think we were born in the perfect time.
I think we were. I don't really like how kids recently have grown up.
Not at all.
They're really not that far off in age. Like they're like it's like 10 year different. You know what I mean? Currently at the end of high school, but to me it's like in some ways if I had to choose, not that I'd want to be any older than we are right now. If we could have been born 10 years before, like we were born in 85,
mm-hmm.
I think it would have been sick to be in high school in the late 90s.
I agree.
You know what I mean? And yep. I think it would have been like just a way different vibe. And I think. I just think life would have been more simple, even in the 10-year difference.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Because at that point, we still would have been of the age. Like, if I had to pick another time to be born that wasn't when we were, that's 100% what I would have picked.
Yeah. What, the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like at that point, you had a, like, so we grew up with, relatively early in our life
mm-hmm.
is when technology started to get more and more advanced very quickly. Yeah. So like we only had the, I'm trying to think of the right word for it. Like we only had the non-smartphones and,
yeah,
you know, non-connected video games and things like that. Like I loved having that as a kid. I wouldn't want to give that up.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
But I feel like, relatively early in our life, at the time when it happened, it didn't feel early in our life. Social media came into play, yeah. Like MySpace, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been like, I remember MySpace was like middle school for me, early middle school.
So you would have already been nice. You would have been like in college yeah. when it came out.
I think it would have been nicer to be there. I think that I might be more social of a person in general. I think that all of us would be more social, like our generation.
Yeah.
just things like that. I just think that it would have been a cooler time. Plus, on a more serious note, I feel like there was a more somber note at times, having been so young, like during 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that kind of like shaped the world moving forward.
Why? Very differently. Knew the world was kind of fucked up, even when you were like six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of my earliest, most vivid memories is watching that on TV. But not even just from that standpoint, but just from the years after that. It was like every year, it's now like you think about that day on like the anniversary and like the schools, you talk about it and things like that.
Yeah.
So I feel like having more experiences in my youth, not tainted by, oh yeah, there's terrorists out there, just want to kill everyone over here.
That's true, yeah.
Maybe made it a little happier. Not that I wasn't happy, but you know, this has it that really serious my note
childhood, on it. But yeah, it is a pretty serious note. Like, yeah. You did like
you now know that the world at a young age isn't always great.
Yeah.
And that was what, we were six?
Six, yeah. Yeah. I don't think it really like really sank in until we got older. You know what I mean? Like, I think in the moment, I don't think it really hit me like, oh, the severity of it. Like, you knew it was bad, but I don't think as a six-year-old, I don't think my brain was processing it in the same way that me as an adult would have processed it.
No.
You know what I mean? Even though it's a bad event, I don't think you're really capable of like truly like thinking that far outside of your own existence at that age to really think about like what just fucking happened there.
You know? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
But yeah, but it wasn't good. So,
but yeah. And then thinking in the future, like you said, I just really don't like the way kids today have grown up.
Yeah. With social media. It's just made them worse. Yeah.
It's not good.
No, their social skills are, every time I have my classes this year, like we'll end and I usually give them like 3 or 4 minutes to just like get ready to go to the next class, like if we're done, you know?
Yeah.
And half the time it's pitch silent. They're all on their phone. None of them talk to each other. Even if they were friends, they don't talk to each other. Sometimes that's, they do,
so,
but
strange.
It's weird. So I end up saying like, so I'm like, anyone have some fun plans after school day? I'm like the old teacher now where I'm like cringe like that. I'm like, but at the same time,
Mr. Ashley, no one talks about what they're doing after school. No one does anything after school.
I know.
I'm going to go sit in my room in the dark while on FaceTime with my buddy.
With my string lights up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God.
The fairy lights.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I just think it's sad. But like, I just try to, but it's nice because sometimes I spark the convo and then all the kids start talking about whatever I had to say.
But isn't it sad that they need a teacher to spark that combo? That convo? Combo.
Yeah, no, it is sad. It is sad. But you just gotta, I don't know. It's just sad. Like,
it's just such a different world because I remember when we were in even high school, which is like you said, only 10-year age
it wasn't
difference
long
here.
Ago, yeah.
It's so strange because teachers would have to yell at the class to stop talking.
Yeah, well, we still have those moments, don't worry.
I know.
But
when you're given
the chance to now talk and then you don't, and now you don't.
Time to talk. All right, class, I'm ending class. Like, those were the best days.
Well, you had a few
when there
minutes
was a few
before,
minutes extra to just talk with your friends.
I know, it was nice just to like
that chill. Was great. That's just so odd to me that people would just sit there in silence.
Yep.
Even if I didn't know people, I wouldn't just sit there in silence because it's awkward.
It's weird. Yeah. They all somewhat know at least one person to some capacity, but yeah, it's just odd to me.
I mean, in high school, in your school age years,
yeah,
you know one person in pretty
much
every
class. You at
least
know one person. Yeah. Very few people knew nobody, but yeah. But Monroe's also weird. We have a lot of influx in and out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So a lot of kids haven't been there. Whereas we grew up with the same kids forever. There was barely any new people. So John Jay was a little bit different.
Yeah. We did have a pretty rare occurrences of people coming
of new
and going.
Kids or kids leaving. Yeah, it was very rare.
I feel like it might be a little bit different now from
I'm sure
from like my siblings being there.
Yeah. But it's kind of nuts. No, Monroe is so different. They like sometimes I'll pull how many people know each other and like a third of the class knows zero people.
That's so strange.
Yeah, I do that in the beginning of the year to see how many people know each other.
Mm-hmm.
There's always like a handful that know nobody. They have no clue anybody in their classes.
That is so odd.
Right, I know.
I at least always knew a handful of people, like,
right? It's super weird.
That's fairly weird.
Yeah.
So,
but anyway, buddy, so we got another question?
This is the last one. Oh, and kind of ties back in a way to season one, I feel.
Really?
Yep. Would you rather be able to send a message to past you or receive a message from your future self? I could start this one off. I would rather, and my opinion on this changed from when I first read it, and I'll explain why. I would rather receive a message from my future self. Because if I were to send a message to my past self, and this is why I changed my, that was my original thought, was I would love to do that. But I think that if I had the option, I'd rather hear something from the future. Because if I send something to my past self, it might change the course of my entire life.
Whoa, that's deep. I got slight chills there.
Like, if I tell myself, like, here's the things you should have done, I might not get to where I am.
It would now. Alter reality.
And I'm not even talking about things like play these lottery numbers on this day. Like, let's take that out of the equation altogether. Let's say you can't do that. Any message you get won't be winning lottery numbers, won't be like game scores to like bet on. Mm-hmm. Just straight advice messages, things like that. I just don't think I'd want to do that.
Wow, that's deep. That would alter your entire life. Part of me wants to go back and go back to tell my younger self like the shit I learned, or like that shit would be okay. You know what I mean? Or like, mm-hmm. like what?
But if you knew that,
then
if you had that confidence back in the day of, even if it didn't give you the social confidence, even if you had that confidence of, oh well, no matter what, I'll be fine in 10 years.
Would you have worked that hard? No.
You may have not gone to the gym, and you may have just thought that it might have gone like that.
I would just assume that's true.
Like, you may have just been like, oh, well, I won't have to go to the gym. I'll just continue doing what I'm doing, and eventually I'll be fine. My future self said that.
That's true. See, but in a way, I was also going to say, when you were talking about it, apart from changing the course of reality, in a way, it would be cool to have my future self say something to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I'm at the point in my life where, like, as a kid, I might not be that self-reflective of what I'm being told. There's, like, no context. It's like when an adult tells you to appreciate what you have now because life gets harder. You don't appreciate it because you never didn't have it, you know? And so I feel like, but now being an adult, if, like, my older self came to me and, like, imparted some wisdom on me that I just lacked in the moment, I would actually sit there and, like, really think about it. And like, maybe it would be like enlightening in some sense to my life, like where mm-hmm. it would actually benefit me, because I would feel like I would actually take it more to heart, just because the mental maturity is more there. Like the ability to reflect is greater than when I was little, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, to me, that's what came to my mind. I thought you were going to say at first, but yours is even deeper than that. But yeah, I feel like all in all, the future self, whether it was for your reasoning, you know what I mean? Not wanting to change the course of reality, mm-hmm. or for my reasoning, I'm just thinking I would actually be more self-reflective now receiving a message from my future self than my younger self receiving a message from me would be.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think they both point to, you know, message from your future self. But I would love, in a way though, it's weird. It kind of goes along the lines of I would want to know what my future looks like, but I don't. I feel like part mm-hmm. of the mystery of life is what makes it meaningful. It's
what lies ahead.
Yeah, what lies ahead. And like, as much as you don't know, it's like, you have it pushes you to try new things or do different things because mm-hmm. you don't know, and so you're trying to build something that you don't know what's going to turn into. You know what I mean?
Yep. Well, which just kind of goes back to what I was saying about if you went back in time, or not back in time, but like if you were able to give your like past self a message, it's like everything's going to be fine. Like here's what you'll look like.
Yeah.
You might not work towards it. Like if your future self right now came to you and was like, here's what I'm up to. I'm doing all this. Like, I'm successful. I'm rich, blah, blah, blah.
And you would know where you are today, and you would know, like, well, maybe I should do this. Like, you know, you would actually push to actually try to achieve it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's different. I think how you, again.
Oh,
how
God,
you,
as a kid, if someone tried to tell me something as a kid, I'd be like,
okay,
whatever.
No, but that's what I mean. As a kid, I feel like, again, how you process things mentally as a child is a lot different than when you're an adult. So yes. I feel like it would, you know, it just makes more sense overall to get the message now. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want my future self to tell me my future, but I would want them to tell me something that would benefit me in the unknown of my future. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? and then see how that would go. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it would be very cool to kind of know something. You know what I mean? Like you kind of want to know, but you don't want to know. So that's why I think getting some advice that doesn't allude to anything that's to come, but just gives you knowledge that you might need one day,
mm-hmm.
would be the best case scenario.
Like knowledge that it's like, here's a struggle you're going to
like, this will help
have.
You.
This will help you out in this situation.
Yeah, at one point, this will help you, or knowing this will help you. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to tell me why you're giving me this advice. I'm just going to carry that with me.
Yeah, it'll just be eventually one day click like, oh, this is what I was talking about.
Yes, yep.
Like, you'll just be walking down the road one day, something will happen, and it's just going to be, it's going to click. It's like, oh, that makes sense. I understand the lesson here.
Yep, no, that is 100% it, which would be kind of cool. That'd be kind of cool. But, oh, I see it now.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that in regards to, like, the past thing, I think the only thing that I might tell myself would be, like, you know, all like the friends that you have that are like close, like all the close friends, like the close knit group of friends, like back in high school, like don't expect that to last.
Cause you think it'll last and then it doesn't. Yeah.
Yep. I think that'd be the only lesson. Cause I feel like that wouldn't alter the change. Like that wouldn't alter the course of reality to know.
No.
But I feel like it would kind of soften the blow on the more like
how you felt later on
upsetting about ones about it.
Yeah. Because you'd be more grounded in reality than in this like fantasy that you'll always be friends forever.
Exactly.
Yeah. But in reality, so in the one person we're referring to here, we probably thought that because it was so long being friends, it would be hard to imagine it not always being friends.
Blink 182. One more time.
One more time. From strangers to brothers to strangers again or whatever. But yeah, I did like that song.
Great song.
But anyway. So I guess that's the episode for today.
And that's it.
Yeah. So some serious topics, some, again, tennis or watermelon head topics, some dumb questions. But, you know, I thought overall Christina did a good job. I think it was like pretty insightful, at least the ones that were more meaningful, you know.
Curious to see if you guys agree with us or not. You know, leave a note and... I almost said Snapchat. Oh my God, where's my brain today? Oh my the third thing like today. Too.
Maybe what is going on? Not with it. Yeah.
Snapchat, Spotify. Oh, there we go. Figured it out.
Yep.
Leave a little message in the Spotify questions. You know, we love to see people's interactions on there.
Yep.
So
you do that again. Instagram, right? Just social Instagram, media in general.
Yep. Social media. Try to get like clips or something up on YouTube too or something.
Yeah. Eventually. Yeah. That'd be cool just to be able to do that. Like key moments that came out good, you know? Yep.
But you know, our social media guy was supposed to be on that.
We're not paying him, so like, I guess we can't really bitch too much.
Can't really get too annoyed.
Yeah, no. So, but we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Yep. Right, and share it out there with people.
Yep.
But having said that, I'm Q.
I'm A.
And we'll see you
next time.